This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava announced Monday that one additional body has been recovered in the wreckage of a beachside condominium building that collapsed on Thursday. That brings the death toll from the horrific accident to 10. Officials say 151 people are still missing as emergency workers sift through the rubble of the 12-story Champlain Towers high-rise. Workers are using rescue dogs and sonar to look for survivors. Asked why the process is going so slowly, Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Assistant Ray Jadala said that searching the wreckage is not simply a matter of moving large slabs of material, but instead of going through pulverized concrete. He said much of the search is conducted by hand, and every time material is moved, other material falls into its place. On Sunday, a search and rescue worker tumbled 7 meters down through an opening in the rubble. Emergency crews have now been on the scene for more than 100 consecutive hours. Published reports have indicated that there had been warnings regarding the structural integrity of the building long before the collapse. Local, state, and federal officials have all promised a thorough investigation. A U.S. federal judge on Monday dismissed antitrust lawsuits brought against Facebook by the Federal Trade Commission and a coalition of state attorneys general. The decision dealt a significant blow to attempts by regulators to rein in tech giants. A U.S. district judge ruled Monday that the lawsuits were legally insufficient and didn't provide enough evidence to prove that Facebook was a monopoly. The ruling dismisses the complaint, but not the case, meaning the FTC could file another complaint. The U.S. government and 48 states and districts